Timothy Leary, Richard Alpert, before transition to his new self as Barbara Amdass, and John Lilly have all helped put the spiritual possibilities of various psychedelic drugs before our eyes. In the face of this sometimes unreserved enthusiasm, it is well to have a balance, a moderator for enthusiasm. Without undue concern, the Confederation seems in the following answer to provide some balancing thought on the subject. 229, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, Channeling Selection, May 16, 1974. Questioner, I want to know whether it is harmful or helpful to use drugs, especially for intellectual purposes. Hat on, the use of any outside or external stimulus has no appreciable effect upon your internal spirit. The center of the problem of which you speak is not the fact that these foreign substances do or do not transfer parts of your vibratory makeup into novel spaces. Various external influences have various effects. By the use of these, the type of awareness that may be achieved through meditation can be achieved. The difficulty, as we have said, lies in the fact that these substances are external, and do not come under the will of you, the individual who is seeking. It may be an acceptable therapeutic measure, to increase one's faith in the reality of the spiritual path, to experience such a state by means of such an outside stimulus. However, the use of internalizing effects, such as meditation and service, wherein your will makes its own contact with the Creator and the creation, offer far more realistic ways of entering upon the spiritual path. It is important in the extreme that you be living within yourself, at the center of your being, in order that you may experience the reality of the Father's creation. It is important that you be able to achieve the awareness of that creation from within your own spirit. The use of outside agents simply puts you in places which you are not ready to comprehend or make use of. True seeking is inner seeking. To be able to give, it is best to refrain from taking. It is far better to achieve an awareness of the creation through meditation than through the use of any external agent. There is not any more harm or acceptability for the use of any drug or material over any other. We have observed simply 230, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, that they all lie outside the control of your inner self, and are therefore not a part of your spiritual world. 231, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect. The intellect, my nature, is in itself sufficient. To search for principles in affairs and things was an error. Wang Yangming, comment: in some aspects, what the Confederation expresses as their philosophy is fairly easy to understand. Their vision of the original creation and of the illusion which replaces reality for us on the physical level is fairly easy to grasp. But the placing of this information out of reach of the intellect, in a way, is much more difficult to understand, since we all attempt to understand first with our intellectual faculties. As obscure as this concept may seem to some who prize their intellects, it does reward consideration with a growing sense of understanding, on a deeper level. This growing understanding can aid greatly in enhancing a sense of peace and wholeness. Channeling Selections, January 15, 1974. My friends, truth is very, very simple. The Creator's plan is very, very simple. It is not necessary that we weave a complex web of circumstance to lead you to the Creator. He is within you, and you are He. It is only necessary that you realize this in its fullest sense for you to be aware of all the Creator's wisdom. The people of this planet have blocked their minds. 232, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect. From this knowledge, we are attempting to teach the people of this planet how to remove this blockage. It is a very simple process. Unfortunately, the people of this planet are more accustomed to complexity, and would therefore desire intellectual juggling of various propositions and theories. This, my friends, is not necessary. To get from where you are to where you should be requires an understanding that has nothing to do with the intellect. It requires, simply, a knowing of truth. This truth is extremely simple. What I am trying to say is that when you become totally aware of this simple truth, then you will not use intellectual processes to understand anything that you wish to know. This knowledge will be yours, for all knowledge is linked in the Creator's universe. There is no separation. This separation occurs only when man desires it, through use of the freedom of choice that has been given him by his Creator. Return, therefore, to the Creator. Return to the knowledge and the wisdom and the power that is yours. Do this by giving forth only His light and His love. This is what was intended. Acting otherwise, and knowing otherwise, results only in the isolation and blockage to which I referred. Consider very carefully these simple teachings that I offer to you, for these simple teachings are all that is required. There is nothing of a complex nature that is needed. March 2, 1974. Unfortunately, there has been much misinformation about us, and much misunderstanding, even of the ones who are aware of us, of our real message. We have attempted to maintain a simple message, for man on earth has confused himself for many generations with complexities. We have attempted to maintain a simplicity in our teachings in order to remove man on earth from the web of his entangled complexities. What we here present to those of the peoples of this planet who 233, chapter 9, the place of the intellect, would desire it is the simplicity of truth itself, the truth of this creation and the truth of man's part in it. It is, my friends, very, very simple. It is not necessary to get lost in the complex web of intellectual seeking of which man on earth seems to be so fond. It is only necessary that he avail himself to an understanding that is not of an intellectual nature. And this he may do in daily meditation. It is only necessary that he raise his awareness, so that he grasps the understanding of his unity and oneness with the creation and the Creator. This we bring to man of earth. This we offer in hopes that he will accept it. Allow your mind to stop. Think of nothing. It is difficult to change quickly, in the confusion that you meet during your daily activities and the intense use of the intellect that you experience. This is one of the great problems on your planet. It is not necessary for man to use his intellect in such a manner. Everything that man desires is provided. It is only necessary that he realize his true relationship to the creation. It is only necessary that he realize that he is the creation. And this is not done by intellectual complexities. This is done through a simple process, a very simple process of becoming aware. We call this process meditation, but it is not necessary that it be so formalized. It is only necessary that man realize that this may be done at any time. Relax, and allow this awareness to be with you, and my brothers will help you. We are here for that purpose. April 14, 1974. It is very often that these words are misunderstood for one reason or another. The difficulty, my friends, is the constant use of the intellect taught to all people who have been at all educated. There is very little spiritual teaching for growth upon your planet, and that has not ever been the type of spiritual training that would be most helpful in supplying a 234, chapter 9, the place of the intellect, spiritual development in a growing entity. As the physical body grows, the entity within is educated upon those portions of your planet which are now receiving the aid of technological advances. This enables his intellect to grow and his body to grow. There is much lacking after these two items have become matured. April 15, 1974. We would like you to consider, my friends, an island in an ocean channel far out at sea. There is no land in sight in this small rock, washed by waves, bleached by the sun, with small flora and fauna growing upon it, looks out upon the world, and its limited consciousness attempts to grasp the reality as it eddies and swirls about it. The little island detects many strange things as they enter its purview. It lives through differences in climate and feeling and mood. It experiences the seasons of its flora and its fauna, and it attempts to piece together a reasonable and holistic view of its reality. It is fixed in position, my friends, a poor, small rock. The far limits wherefrom come the waves, and the far limits to which they return, will be forever unknown to the island. The island can never know or fully understand that which appears at its doorstep, so to speak. This, my friends, is a very rough and perhaps shallow example of the type of instrument the intellect is. The intellect upon your planet is very useful within the imagery for which it was made. But the attempt, my friends, to use the intellect to understand the far limits of your origin or the far limits of where you shall return again is impossible. for in the image upon which your intellect works, you are a rock chained to one mooring. This is not reality, nor can your intellect give you a picture of reality. Rather, my friends, in meditation seek to be the water. Seek the consciousness, the oneness, the unity and the adventure of the water. All water is inseparable. There is no separation. Water flows, it is as one. 235, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect. And each wave that breaks upon this shore may have broken anywhere and may move to anywhere. Let your consciousness flow like the water, not like an island, inwardly. May 15, 1974. My friends, your minds are stayed far, far too strongly upon those illusory goals of the intellect of which your conscious awareness makes such advanced company. These intellectual pretensions, my friends, are no kind of advanced company in which to be. Their group name is complexity and, my friends, understanding is simple. Let us examine this concept. Understanding, my friends, is simple. It is unitary. It is not logical. It is not intellectual. It is not necessary that you understand understanding. It is not necessary that anyone around you understand what you are understanding. It is necessary only for you to seek the understanding of the true creation within, and this we will attempt to give you in a simple way. With the intellect and with words, my friends, we can only approximate understanding to you. And your attempts to examine it on an intellectual level can only be a type of subterfuge, camouflage and misdirection. You must not depend upon the tools of the physical illusion in order to build for yourself your bridge to eternity, for that which is of the illusion will vanish and be no more before you are able to cross that bridge. Let go of the preconceptions which are embedded deep in your intellectual mind. Allow yourself simply to seek, and then to have faith in the seeking. What you seek is simple. The creation is simple. There is only one understanding which we can offer you, my friends, and that is that the creation is one great being. The creation is you, the creation is me, the creation is all that ever was and ever will be. The creation, my friends, is the creator. As you look into the eyes 236, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect, of another upon your planet, you are looking at the creator. As he looks at you, my friends, he also is looking at the creator. If you may achieve this simple understanding, then and only then may you live in harmony with the understanding of the creator, who created each portion of his creation in order that it may be of service to every other portion of the creation. This is our understanding. This is our simple understanding. All is one. We cannot speak to you in any complex manner, for we do not have a complex statement. We sincerely hope that you may heed our caution, and allow that portion of yourself which is stored with the knowledge of all of the creation to come into life within you. Allow it to do so by exposing it to the love and the light of the Creator through meditation. Seek, my friends. Seek understanding, and through meditation, understanding will be given. Free will, the highest wisdom is to suffer all men to have full liberty to think on all subjects in their own way. USP, comment. As the Confederation presents the concept of free will, it emerges as one of the great and unassailable laws of the Creator. Channeling Selections, January 17, 1974. Those of the people of your planet who do not desire the thoughts of those of us who now surround your planet are not obliged to receive them. This would be a great error on our 237, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect, Part. Those of the people of your planet who desire these thoughts receive them. Whether they may be translated into a verbal form or not is of no particular consequence. January 26, 1974. The illusion that is now impressed upon you because of your limitations in a physical condition, as you call it, are limitations that are not at all ordinary. They are limitations that are impressed upon those who desire them for certain experiences. Each individual in this creation is able to select precisely what he desires. This is exactly the plan of the Creator. He not only gave man free will, but he also gave man the ability to select exactly what he desired. There are many, many paths to take through this creation, in actuality, an infinite number, and the choice is always left up to the individual. Some of those who have explored in a direction that led them away from the all-knowing one, the all-loving one, the Creator. In wandering away, there were conditions encountered that were at that time desired by the individuals who were wandering. But as they wandered further and farther, they became more and more immersed in an illusion that they created. This illusion is at present so very strong that many of the children of the Creator find themselves confused and unable to easily find the pathway back to the infinite light. It is necessary that they realize for themselves how to do this, for the principle given to them by their Creator is still totally in effect. It allows them to do precisely what they desire. It is therefore necessary that they realize for themselves what they desire, and then it is necessary that they seek this realization. In order to do this, it is necessary that they become aware of the techniques of bringing about this understanding. This is our purpose, at the present time, to help those who are presently seeking the pathway that will return them to the 238, Chapter 9, the place of the intellect, love and the light that they now desire. It is necessary for us to help those who desire this, in order to act within the plan of the creation. It is necessary also that we do not overly disturb those who do not overly desire at this time such activity. March 23, 1974. Our gift and our service to you is simply our understanding of the truth. We are still seeking. We are not of the ultimate authority, nor would we ever insist upon anyone listening to what we have to say if another mode of thinking seemed more profitable. So, my friends, understanding is possible only for one person at one time. Each person is completely free at any time to choose. This is why we are indirect. We may say things to you that you may consider in the privacy of your own thoughts, but what you choose to do is completely your own idea. This is as it should be, my friends. The mind he who created thee alive, gave to thee of his own being. Be thou steadfast unto him, and thou shalt not err, but eliminate thyself from the chance of error. USP, comment: the transcendentalists of the 19th century had a sure and certain feel for the concept of the unitary mind. And the idea that the Creator is alive within each of his creatures is as old as unknown history. This concept of mind is an alternative to the concept of individual intellectual striving which has created our society as we know it. 239, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect, Channeling Selections, January 13, 1974. You may have some question about how we are always so available to your contact. We are aware of your thinking because it is also our thinking. When you have, shall I say, tuned your mind so that it will operate at the same vibration as ours, then, if you think something, it is a mutual thought between your mind and ours. This is the way that it should be. It is not as it was intended for minds to be individualized as they are upon your planet. This results in much confusion and difficulty in communication. Individualization of mind is something that we do not desire. Many of the people of your planet desire to separate themselves and their thinking from all others. This is their choice. It is a choice given to them by their Creator. However, those of our planet are not so individualized. We are always able to contact those who avail themselves because we are always availing ourselves, for that is our mission and purpose at this time. There are always a great number of our people ready and willing to send to you that which you desire. January 14, 1974. It has been the practice of the people of this planet to separate their thinking from the thinking of others. This is not a common situation. It is not a necessary situation. It is a false illusion. It is very simple, my friends, to rid yourselves of the illusion that your mind is a separate and unique entity. It is very easy to establish contact with us in the same way that this instrument has. It is only necessary that you first become aware of the creation in its true essence. This causes a variation in the attunement of your mind. January 14, 1974. I and my brothers are aware of your thinking. We are aware of your thinking because it is also our thinking, for our minds. 240, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect, are as one. However, we are not aware of everything in your mind, because at times your thoughts are disrupted or cut off from us by the individualization that I earlier spoke of that is so common with your peoples. January 17, 1974. When I say to you that I am with you, it has more than one meaning. I am with this instrument in a direct sense with respect to his ability to understand an intellectual communication. I am with each of you in an equivalent way. It is not necessary for you to be able to receive my thoughts in an intellectual way. This is only convenient if they are to be passed in a verbal fashion to others, as I am doing now. However, the same thoughts are also yours, for they are everyone's. It is only a matter of whether or not you desire the thoughts. January 17, 1974. We have actually only one thing to present to your people. This is truth, and it is very simple. If they would simply learn to accept this truth and utilize it, they would be free of their limitations. We have stated many times in our communications this truth, in many different ways. It is all that is needed. There is nothing more that is required. January 17, 1974. When I say to you that I am with you, it has more than one meaning. I am with this instrument in a direct sense with respect to his ability to understand an intellectual communication. I am with each of you in an equivalent way. It is not necessary for you to be able to receive my thoughts in an intellectual way. This is only convenient if they are to be passed in a verbal fashion to others, as I am doing now. However, the same thoughts are also yours, for they are everyone's. It is only a matter of whether or not you desire the thoughts. 241, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect, January 17, 1974. We have actually only one thing to present to your people. This is truth, and it is very simple. If they would simply learn to accept this truth and utilize it, they would be free of their limitations. We have stated many times in our communication this is truth, in many different ways. It is all that is needed. There is nothing more that is required. For once you are able to assimilate this knowledge, you are then in a position to know all things, for you are then in communion with all of the creation. This is the way that you were created. Only through, shall I say, errors in experimentation with free will, has man limited his thinking, and cut himself off from total knowledge. The mind of man is not created so that it is isolated. It is created to be in contact with all consciousness at all times. It is possible through understanding, which is not intellectual in form, to realize the single truth that allows man of earth to remove this limitation or separation from the infinite mind. It is only necessary that the individual avail himself to this infinite mind through the practice of daily meditation. It has been found by some of the people dwelling upon your planet. However, it was necessary for them to seek this mind through meditation. February 1, 1974. Everything that you experience has been created by mind. It is in some instances obvious that this is true. In others, it is less obvious. If you consider the creations of man, whatever they may be, his cities, his homes or factories, or vehicles for conveyance, all of these things are expressions of his thought. They have been brought into existence through a physical manipulation of his physical body. However, they are no less a direct manifestation of thought. We have stated that the entire creation is an expression of thought, the original. 242, Chapter 9, The Place of the Intellect, Thought of the Creator. It is possible for you to appreciate this statement by considering what is in evidence about you. About you, find the expressions and manifestations of the creations of man. This preoccupies most of the people of this planet. In addition to these creations, you find the expressions and creations of the Creator. However, upon considering this, it should be noted that man is an expression and a creation of the Creator. Therefore, his creations are simply an extension of the original thought and the original creation of the Creator. 243, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. T. S. Eliot, comment. Up until this last charter, what you read were parts of messages which were received by telepathic contact. Here we have placed for you a sampling of complete messages. You may see the typical format of their contacts, and the periodical difficulties which are encountered, but you may also perhaps note an appeal which the complete messages hold by their very format. For although it seems loose and scattered at times, the style and content of the messages seems also to be very clear and easy to follow. The content of the messages varies according to the desires of those meditating and seeking knowledge. Many times, after a message, someone in the meeting will indicate that he had this question in his mind before the meeting. At other times, the Confederation brother who is speaking will simply open the meeting to questions, either spoken or unspoken. They are very happy to answer questions, and it is due to this service-centered attitude that messages often seem to wander in their subject. Various questions, or parts of questions, are being answered. The most received entity in the Louisville group has always been Hatron 13, which is the name not of a single individual but of an entire community of like-minded people who wish 13, editor's note in 2009, since 1985, our most common contact has been Ka'o, which is a principle made up of the Hatton, Latui and Ra groups acting as one. 244, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, No Individualization in Their Service to the Creator. Hatton seems to guide several other groups of entities in their combined efforts to serve those of Earth. These other entities include Latui, Lytos, Oxlan and several others. These are all names of groups of individuals, rather than personal names, which makes it easier for us to understand how the Confederation always seems able to respond to a call for a contact, regardless of the time or circumstance. Channeling Selections, December 18, 1973. I am Hatton. I am very pleased to be with you this evening. It is always a great pleasure to be with you. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. I and my brother, Lytos, are here. We will condition you as I speak to you. It is very important, my friends, to spend time in meditation, very important. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Father are with you, my friends, and you are with us, in a single effort. Our effort, as I have said before, is to awaken the people of this planet to truth. This has been tried, many, many times. They are sleeping very, very soundly. Yes, my friends, they are asleep, dreaming a dream that is fantastic. It is beyond the belief of those who know truth that such a dream could be a dream, but this is the case. Many of your people have dormant within them the memory of truth. Many others have a less accurate memory. And a few have no memory at all. The truth, however, is within them, for it is within all men, in all places. For those of the first category, it is relatively easy to awaken them from their slumber. The second category is much, much more difficult, and the third, for the present, will be impossible for you to awaken. Do not concern yourself if an individual rejects an attempt you might make to awaken him. 245, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. This simply means he is not yet ready for this truth to be given unto him. Concern yourselves with those who would seek the truth, and make it available to them in any way that you can. There are many people upon your planet at this time who are attempting to cloud the memory of this truth. They are not aware of what they are doing. This is not their fault. But it is unfortunately the condition. It is not a simple task that we have outlined, and I am afraid it will require a great deal of effort. We have not been as successful as we had hoped to be when we initiated this project some years ago. The people of your planet do not actually wish to be awakened, for the most part. Those who are sleeping very, very lightly are all too few. However, you will know them, as you find them, and you will recognize their lightness of slumber by their activities, for they will not be as enmeshed in the insanity, if we can call it that, that is so prevalent on your world today. These people are already seeking. In this case, it will be but a simple matter for you to convey to them that which they need. It is, however, very important that you be able to give them what they need. For this reason, we suggest that you continue to meditate, for only in this way can you be prepared to serve them. I speak not only of the preparation to act as does this instrument, as a vocal channel, but also a preparation of your own thinking, so that you will know the truth with no doubt or hesitation in speaking it. It is within you, my friends, and we will reawaken it within you, for your slumber is but very, very light. It is only necessary that you avail yourself to us through meditation. There are many wondrous things that we would freely give you, if you would simply avail yourself to us. These gifts are freely given. It is not only our pleasure and our privilege to do this but our duty, as it is your duty to pass them on to others, for this is the plan of the creation. The creation is a single entity. Each 246, chapter 10, complete messages, part of it is designed to aid and help all the other parts. This is the original plan.